Hello again. This is Anita Woolfolk, the author of your educational psychology text. Maybe you're listening to this podcast because you have a test in your future. Or maybe you just want your future students to become better test takers. In the chapter of your textbook on motivation, you can read about how anxiety interferes with learning and taking tests. Anxiety makes it difficult to focus your attention on what you're supposed to be learning. Instead, your mind is filled with worry about not understanding, running out of time, what will happen if I fail. All these thoughts keep you from doing the very thing that would ease the anxiety, making some progress on the learning and building your own sense of efficacy for the class. And anxiety also brings physical reactions like a pounding heart or sweaty palms, making it hard to concentrate. One of the best ways to deal with anxiety is to have good strategies for studying and for taking tests. In this case, the best defense is a good offense. The best defense against anxiety is a good set of offensive tools for attacking learning and teaching and testing. Your text has some guidelines for becoming an expert at studying and at taking tests, but here I want to approach testing from a little different angle. What to do before, during, and after the test. Before the test. Okay, this is obvious, but the best way to prepare for any test is to show up in class, do the reading, and do the assignments. Sorry, but that's how it works. No magic way of preparing the night before will catch you up if you've been out of it for the last week, or two, or three. It's especially important to attend the classes right before a test, when the professor may be describing what to expect. So if there's a review session, go to it. Pay attention to any hints that the instructor might give about the test. Take notes, ask questions, and if the instructor isn't really clear about what will be on the test, ask. I give my students a list of concepts that will be on the test, so there are no surprises. But if your professor doesn't do that, ask for more guidance about what to study for the test. Make a one-page review sheet with all the main ideas, information, formulas, whatever you know you're going to need, and have it handy. Review it often. When you've got an extra minute, review it. Get a decent night's sleep the night before. And if you usually have trouble sleeping the night before a big test, well, get a good night's sleep the few nights before the night before. Don't go into the test exhausted. Set your alarm and have a backup alarm to be sure you go to the test. Eat before the test, but don't eat too much. Don't eat too heavily because you could feel groggy. Arrive early, pick a comfortable spot, and pick a spot away from your friends so you won't be distracted. Avoid people who are panicking because panic can be contagious. And expect to feel anxious. Relabel that feeling as I'm really psyched for this test. Finally, make sure you bring what you need. Maybe the night before, put together pens, pencils, a calculator, extra batteries, whatever you'll need. Make sure you have it ready the night before. Don't run around looking for it the morning of the test. Now, you're in the test. What do you do? Well, first of all, keep a positive attitude throughout the whole test. Stay focused, one question at a time. If you start to feel nervous, take a deep breath, relax. Use your time well while you're in the test. When you first get it, look it over. Get a lay of the land. See how to use your time efficiently. Do the easiest problems first, or the easiest questions first. And also, make sure you do the ones with the greatest point value. Don't stay stuck on one problem or one question. If you look at it for a while and you don't know the answer, put a check in the margin, move on. Sometimes a question later in the test will remind you or give you the answer to what you had skipped so you can go back. So just keep going. Don't rush, but pace yourself. Ask the instructor for clarification. If you don't know what's being asked, ask. Often you'll get some help and it can't hurt. If you don't think you know the answer to an essay, write something anyway. Make a few notes, write a few key points, give the grader some opportunity to give you some credit. If you leave it blank, there's nothing they can do. Also, thinking about the grader, write legibly. Don't make the graders work too hard. You need their goodwill. Always read the whole question carefully. Be sure you're not answering a question that you haven't been asked. Now, don't worry if other people finish before you do. They could have given up. Maybe they didn't do well. Focus on the test in front of you. Use all the time you have. When you're finished, don't just jump up and rush out. Look over the test. Be sure you've answered all the questions. Sometimes pages stick together, and you could have done much better if you just answered those questions. Don't make the questions harder than they are. Sometimes people think too hard about a question. They think too deeply. They think in too nuanced a way. First answer that you think about is probably the right answer. So don't change an answer unless you realize you misread the question. Finally, before you turn it in, be sure your name is on the test. I get so many without names, and that makes life difficult. All right, the test is over. You're getting it back. What do you do after the test? Well, the first thing you do is check to be sure it was graded correctly. Instructors make mistakes. And if you look at it, and even if you're tempted to just stuff it in your book bag and be done with it, look it over. Analyze your mistakes. Are there any patterns? Maybe you kept making the same mistake over and over. That's easy to fix. The next time you'll know what to do, but if you don't see the pattern, you can't correct it. If the teacher reviews the test in class, make sure to make notes that will help target your preparation next time. Maybe the professor wants at least two examples every time, or doesn't like using bullets when you do an answer, or likes using bullets when you do an answer, or wants citations. Get smart about what the professor prefers in answers and learn from it. If you're not satisfied with your grade, go talk to the instructor to see if there's a makeup exam or some extra credit you can do. Tell the professor that you really are interested in doing well in the class and you want to do something to make up for this. Save your test to study for the midterm or the final. When you throw it away, you won't have it to study or review for the final exam. Learn from this experience and learn what to do the same next time or to do differently next. But remember, all these strategies assume that you've learned something to be tested on. So go back to point one. The best way to prepare for a test is to show up in class, do the reading, and do the assignments. Sorry, but that's how it works. And when you're a teacher, isn't that just what you're going to want your students to do? Well, that's all from now. If there's a test in your future, good luck and good effort.